If you're looking to get one-on-one help with preparing for your next job search, get clarity on your career goals, or targeted help for salary negotiations, I would love to work with you. Just click the discovery call link in the episode description so we can get started and work together.
I'm Merritt Field, and you're listening to the Career Gems podcast. Today, I'm talking to you all about exactly what recruiters are looking for in candidates and how to ensure that you are aligned with what they're looking for. Hello again, and welcome to the Career Gems podcast. My name is Merritt Fields, and I help professional women of color purposefully and successfully pivot their careers and navigate workplace challenges. If you're a longtime follower, so glad you're here. If you're new to my podcast, welcome. I'm glad you're here as well, and allow me to introduce myself. I am a career coach, a strategist, and an expert of all things career. When it comes to overcoming the many career challenges that arise, I know what works. I alleviate professional women of color's frustration of trying to navigate workplace challenges all by themselves. I help motivated, ambitious, career-minded women of color to stop playing small and start going after their true desires to elevate their careers. I like to say I'm a career connoisseur. I'm SHRM SCP certified. I have over 15 years of professional and HR experience. And I have a lived experience as a Black woman and have seen firsthand challenges that women of color face in the professional world. So I understand what hiring managers are looking for, and I teach y'all how to market and promote your unique skill sets by using your authentic voice. Essentially, child, I help you secure the bag and get your dream job. In this space, every single month, I have a guest speaker talk about a special topic, and we are going to be dropping knowledge, we're going to be sharing all things career, and most importantly, sharing our stories, experiences, and also giving you all some advice.
All right, so we're going to kick off with the guest speaker of the month.
In this episode, I speak with Dion Letts. Dion is a former teacher and recruiter for the New York City Department of Education. Dion found herself making a switch from teaching into a technical sourcing recruiter role at Amazon Web Services. At Amazon, Dion is responsible for sourcing thousands of mid-level career software engineers and helping them navigate Amazon's unique interviewing style. Dion is eager to use her experiences both in and out of the classroom to make an impact in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. She looks forward to honing her skills and passion to pave a way for the next generation of leaders.
It is so great that you decided to join us today. I have a special guest. Her name is Dion Letts. Dion and I, we actually go back. We used to work together in the trenches, and I say trenches on purpose, but the trenches of a school district. And I'm super, super excited that she's going to be here and just share some knowledge about recruiting and what recruiters are looking for. Dion, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, yay. I'm excited you're here too. So yeah. I don't know if you've listened or heard to the show before, but the thing I love to do is I like to do this thing called the lightning round. And that means I'm asking you some rapid fire questions. And all you have to do is give me the first thing that comes to mind. So don't overthink it. It's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you these questions. You ready?
I am sort of ready. When you say rapid fire, that rapid throws fire. Me into anxiety.
No anxiety needed. No anxiety. You're a former teacher. You know how to do this. No, you're good. Let's go. All right.
Let's go.
Movie.
The Five Heartbeats.
Oh, that's cute. Nights Like This. Okay, I couldn't resist. Hugs or kisses?
Hugs.
Favorite song?
Imagine by John Lennon.
A sport you wish you could play?
Basketball. I suck.
You and me both. And my husband is a really great basketball player, so it's sad. And I'll be like, yay, go you. Can't do it. Favorite animal?
I love a lion.
Jamaica or New York City?
Jamaica all day.
Your favorite board game?
This sounds pretty boring, but I'd have to say Scrabble.
Hats off to you. I can't stand Scrabble, but hats off to you. I love it. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I think it would be the power to go back in time and perhaps throw some gems in my air or someone else's air, things like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Going back in time always scares me because I'll be like, I can't go back too far.
You don't want to mess up the timeline either, you know?
I mean, no, I'm okay if we mess up slavery. I'm just saying I don't want to experience the things my ancestors, I can't, I'm good. Mm-mm. My last question for you, your favorite celebrity crush?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to say right now, Michael B. Jordan. I'm like, I have my hands over my face, like I'm embarrassed, but it's Michael B. Jordan.
Fair enough. I heard they're supposed to be doing another I Am Legend with Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan together.
I saw that, and that made me super excited because I am a lover of all things Will Smith as well. So yeah. That made me happy.
I have mixed feelings about that. I just don't know what else they're going to talk about. Like, that's where I feel like, I mean, I felt like it was pretty clear. But, you know, ain't no telling with Hollywood. Ain't no telling. Well, thank you so much, Dion, for doing this lightning round. See, it wasn't that bad.
No.
We're all nervous. See, it wasn't bad. So our topic for our conversation is really around what recruiters are looking for in candidates, right? Yeah. So before we hop into our topic, I would love it if you can just give an overview of your background and your career, and then just tell us about your first job that you did and then what you're doing now. And did you think what you're doing now is what you were going to be doing when you first started your career journey?
Oh, man, I am going to try to make this super succinct because, you know, I am recently in my new role and I'll go into that a little bit later, but I'm recently into my new role. So while doing the job hunt, I actually was job hunting for about maybe 5 months, looking at my resume. And I'm like, my goodness, I have done a whole lot of things. So coming out of college, I worked at Northwell Hospital as a marketing coordinator. So I did that for a good amount of years. I worked in the healthcare sector. And then I just made the decision to up and say, hey, I think I want to teach. So that decision kind of led me to some great opportunities where I was able to meet you, Merritt, right?
Hey.
Right? One of the best experiences of my life.
That's cap. Girl, cut it out.
Seriously. It was really, really good, you know, coming into the Department of Education and, you know, seeing a brown woman, right? A woman of color. That really inspired me. So although there are, you know, in the school system as a teacher, there are a lot of Black women as teachers. You know, I had mentors that way, but it was a great opportunity for me to see that on more of an admin level. So that was great for me. And I think that's really what kind of kickstarted my initiative to do more. So, you know, teaching, along with teaching, I was recruiting as a teacher ambassador here in New York City. And those were all exciting. That's where I kind of got bit by the bug of recruiting. Teaching is always important to me. I started, you know, maybe my junior year of high school, I was teaching dance to a group of younger kids. So I know I have that skill and that passion to kind of give to the younger generation. So that's been awesome for me. Unfortunately, with the changes that transpired during COVID and this pandemic, I started thinking about other avenues where I could take my experience. So I'll just bring it full circle. I currently am a recruiter, a technical sourcing recruiter, as you mentioned in my bio, for Amazon Web Services. So I am responsible for seeking out candidates, passive candidates who potentially would fit the Amazon culture and understand, you know, what we call the leadership principles at Amazon. For those of you who are not familiar with that, that's a great little research bit that you could probably look into if you are job hunting, regardless of the job that you're searching for. I think that Amazon does a really great job of identifying what skills and characteristics are needed for a great employee. So that brings me to where I am today at Amazon Web Services, which I'm excited to talk a little bit more about today. But that's where I was.
Yeah.
This is where I am now and happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to recruitment, right, like tell me a little bit more. Just, I mean, I think the great thing is that you have such vast different experiences, but they're all interconnected and interrelated. And so I think, you know, when you're talking about education, people are looking for different things versus when you're talking about, you know, where you currently are now at Amazon, people are looking for different things. But if you were to be able to say like top three or five things that recruiters are definitely looking for, especially in the corporate space, what would you say are the things that recruiters are looking for in candidates?
So I think it is very important as a recruiter, and as you mentioned, yes, in varied scopes, right? I think one main thing is, as a job candidate, it is important for you to be able to be your best advocate and be able to speak for yourself. Unfortunately, I've come across a lot of educators, to be quite honest, in the past few months who have struggled. They're looking for a transition out of the classroom and they're struggling because, you know, it's very difficult for them to put their very specific skills into, let's say, a job application and reflect them as being transferable. So it is very important as a candidate to be able to speak to your most transferable skills and come in with a level of analytics attached to it. So as you're speaking about your successes, maybe you want to talk about it from a data set point of view. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So listeners, right. I think this is like something that's super, super important and tangible. I think I talk about this in one of the freebies that I have. I'll link it in the show notes. But to Dion's point, I feel like people, a lot of times, especially in interviewing, a lot of times folks are talking about, they're not relating their experience to an outcome. And I feel like that's what you're kind of getting at is like, all right, cool. But like, what's the tangible data set? What is the outcome? What's the result of you being at that particular place? Is that right? Is that fair to
say? Absolutely. Absolutely. And one gem I'd just like to drop in this conversation that we're having, when job hunting or preparing for interviews, I'm going to highly suggest, if you haven't heard about it yet, do a little bit of research into responding using, let's say, what we call the STAR format. And that STAR format, oof, honestly, through my job hunting experience, I'm going to be very honest with you, was a bit of a pain for me. Let's just say that. But it is necessary to go ahead and prepare the work on the front end where you can speak to these transferable skills as they relate to the position in which you are seeking.
Yes. Something that if y'all are new, you probably don't know, but man, this is something that I speak about all the time. So it's so funny you bring it up, Dion, but that STAR method is a game changer, right? Like, because it, again, it details specifically what people are looking for, and that is the outcome. So I'm sure as a recruiter, when you're hearing these things and people are talking about their experiences, if they're not able to do it in a succinct way, I mean, honey.
Like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Correct. Correct. For sure.
What about like the non-tangible? What about like the soft skills? Are there specific things that you're looking for when it comes to soft skills for candidates?
To be quite honest, I mentioned earlier our leadership principles within the company, and I take a lot of time to be able to acquire information that may pertain to those leadership skills, right? So while I am listening for the STAR format during conversations, I'm also looking for any sort of notion that could say, okay, well, this leadership principle is addressed. So some things that I look out for is, you know, being flexible, but also willing to try out different things. So being innovative, those are things that I will always gear towards when interviewing a candidate, because I just think for the role in which they are coming in for, it's super important for those things to kind of show first glance. So those are the things that I typically look for. But those leadership principles in larger companies, other companies may call them something different, but it's about doing the research, right? And speaking to exactly what that role requires of you. If I'm talking to you about a data analyst position, I don't want you telling me, you know, that I built a program. That's really not, it doesn't meld, right? They don't parallel. In some instances, they do, but you want to absolutely prepare for those opportunities, because sometimes that may be one of the biggest opportunities you will ever be presented with. So just preparing for it, I think, is number one. Those soft skills, even if I'm thinking about educators transitioning, and I keep referring back to educators because it is one of my goals as well to kind of help those educators who are looking to transition out of the classroom find their niche and find their way into other roles by kind of analyzing and breaking apart or parsing their soft skills, their analytical skills, things of that nature, so that we can get them to that next place where they're desiring to head to. So yeah, I mean, I hope that answers your question. I went off on a little tangent, but hopefully that answers the question.
It definitely does. I think when you're talking about what recruiters are looking for, it sounds like one, you want someone who is able to succinctly talk about their experiences, A, as it relates to the role, but I think, you know, B, the most important thing is, what were the end results? Like, how were you able to add value to your past company, role, team, et cetera? How are you able to add value into those things? And then I think the other thing is around the soft skills, and that's how are you connecting what the company is looking for versus what you have, and where are the parallels for those things as well?
For sure. And you said that even more succinct than I did. So you. Thank you.
I'm curious just about, like, I want to go back just a little bit, because I think one of the things, too, that I think is really valuable about just your experience is that you've been in so many different industries. So I'm curious about, just in your own transition, what were some of those challenges that came up and how you were able to overcome those challenges? I think you're definitely touching on something that I think is happening across America that feel like needs to be a bigger spotlight, about how nobody wants to be a teacher anymore. But girl, that's another story for another day.
For another day.
But I'm curious, just in your transition and going into industries, tell us a little bit more about what some of those challenges were and then how you were able to overcome them.
So first challenge I would say is, as a teacher, as an in-classroom teacher, I found myself doing 50 different things at the same time. There was no way to get around it. I find myself, and I'll be fully transparent, still struggling with finding a way to manage my time where I'm not doing two things at once. So although, you know, I may have a list of priorities in front of me, I want to get all of them done within the next hour. And I'm trying to get all of them done within the next hour. And sometimes, you know, I think in a corporate setting, I have to be a little bit more rigid with my schedule. And that's been a true struggle for me, the corporate side of things, because I've had experience, you know, with the healthcare healthcare system. I didn't really struggle in that piece of it and getting back into like the corporate world. However, that management of time has been one of my true struggles early on in this role. And, you know, I don't see it as a bad thing. I'm glad I'm able to acknowledge it because I'm looking back at when I was in the classroom and I am pulling up my smart board. I am doing some technological assistance with some of my students at the same time. I'm taking attendance. I am doing data points for some of my kids who may be struggling all at the same time. So this is literally has been a struggle for me. It is something that I am constantly working towards being better at. There are some other struggles, but I would say that that is like the main struggle that I believe could be a downfall if I'm not actively working towards making it better. So yeah, that one.
Got it. Yeah, no. That makes complete sense. As we wrap up our time together, I'm curious about what do you feel like is the best advice or unwritten rule that you've received, and how do you feel like that's really impacted your career?
The unwritten rule. Well, I'm going to say that, and I might have heard this throughout my years of education, years of employment, but within the last 4 months, something that's really stuck to me is keep striving. And, you know, that speaks to the resilience. I really hate the word resilience because it's unfortunate that we as Black women have to always be resilient.
Yeah. Yes, but we do.
We do. But I think that I've gotten that gem from, gratefully, a lot of my friends, my sorors, and it's been really helpful to just know that when in doubt, just keep on pushing, right? Keep striving. And I've just been working with that. The next day, tomorrow is another day. I got to push towards tomorrow, what needs to get done and things of that nature. At this point, I'm not looking a year ahead. I'm just trying to keep my head together, focused in this game. I really want to do this role some serious justice. I'm looking forward to bringing a lot more people of color into the large tech space. So just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. And I'm sure it's written somewhere, but that is like my rule for myself that I literally hear every day.
Keep pushing. And like when you don't feel like it, sits down and then go back up and, you know, go push again.
Keep pushing again. Exactly. But I'm glad you said that. You know, when you don't feel like it, don't.
Yeah, sit down. Yeah.
Exactly. Because I've had those moments too and needed to kind of realize like, all right, girl, chill out, calm down, take it up again, maybe in 2 days or whatever the case may be. But for sure, I'm glad you said that. Thanks for saying that, Merritt.
No worry. I mean, I know that's what you meant too. I feel like it's just one of those things where it's like, even when you get knocked down, because you're going to get knocked down, like you're going to get disappointed, like it's not going to go your way. And that's fine. That's great. And like, it actually, it's good for you when that happens. But that shouldn't stop you from what you want to do, though. Right?
Treat that. Okay. Right?
And so that's your whole thing of like, yeah, keep pushing. Like, just, yeah. Well, Dion, thank you so, so much for joining today. I super, super appreciate it. I'm glad that you're here. If folks want to follow you, if folks want to reach out to you, what is the best way that they can do that?
So I can be found on LinkedIn, Dion Letts, M-E-D. Or if you want to follow me on Instagram, it is Yep, I Recruit. That's YEPIRECRUIT. Yep, I Recruit.
That's perfect. Well, Dion, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining.
Oh, my God. It's been an amazing time. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
So this concludes today's episode, and I hope this inspires you to know that it's never too late to change careers and pursue something completely different. The only one who is ever stopping you is you. I am also announcing that this is my last and final episode and recording for the Career Gems podcast. It has been such a pleasure to create this platform and this space to talk about all things career, drop some gems, and especially just be able to connect with you all from a personal level, as well as just sharing our synergies around just being people of color going through these difficult times. Like the saying goes, the one thing constant in life is change. And all the changes in my life, especially adding our newest addition to our family, means that I simply do not have the capacity to produce the high quality episodes that you all are looking for. So it's time for me to part ways. And this is a very difficult decision. You still can, of course, find me on my website, www.meritfields.com. Always can find me on Instagram at @meritfields. But this will be the last of the episode. Thank you all so much for your support, and I really will miss you all.